Hello, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And in one hand, I got a whole bunch of So Sweet tokens. And the other one over here, I got a whole bunch of Haterade tokens. But the real question is, which one are we going to use more as we review Monsterpocalypse on this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield? Welcome back to Season 2 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com, which of course is a great site if you want to store, manage, or share your miniature wargame army list with other online communities. So, like I said, what we're doing here is reviewing Monsterpocalypse, Privateer Press's new game. Just came out, as we're playing here, actually just a couple days ago. It was released on Friday, October 10th. And it's, well, we're having fun playing it, so we're going to do our full review. And if you've never seen a review on the Tabletop Battlefield before, what we got here is we go by kind of a point-by-point system where we just got a list of things we're going to talk about. And we go through and say whether each item is either Haterade, which means we don't like it, or we don't like this attribute of this game or something, or So Sweet, which means this particular point is something we really like. Maybe this mechanic's awesome, it's fun, something along those kind of lines.
And then we post it on our board. Yeah.
Got a little scoreboard behind me here. I'm going to use to post things up. We're going to do things a little bit differently, but so I guess let's give a quick overview of the game. This is basically called a kaiju-themed game or giant monster combat. If you've ever seen Godzilla or any of those kind of Japanese goofy action movies like that, this is what this game is. You control a couple of monsters, usually one, maybe two, and you beat the living snot out of each other. You move around the grid, roll some dice to resolve basic combat. The amount of dice you get to use varies by your attack, but also some other things. And you just throw people in the building, stuff blows up, and it's absolutely crazy and fun. So, is that a pretty simple overview of it, you think? Anything else I missed?
Yeah.
For the overview? Nope.
Fun game, you know, simple and easy to play.
Well, we can go over that the further more in. But, yes, it's pretty much, monsters fighting monsters in a giant city.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, here we go. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off with our review. Just go dive right into it. And the slightly different thing we're going to do this time is we're going to have a new kind of review style for this first little bit here.
I didn't
really have a cool name for it yet, so maybe next time we'll have one. But what we're going to do is for 3 minutes straight, all we're going to do is go by a few really quick points. This is going to be really short. So we're going to start pick one topic, which we got a list of them here that we're going to go through. I'll start first, and I'll say whether I think it's So Sweet I like it, or Haterade that I don't like it. And then I'll say about maybe two or three sentences about the topic. And then we'll jump to Ryan. Ryan will say whether he likes the topic and say two or three sentences. Same with Kyle. And when it gets back to me, it'll go to the next item in line until we either 3 minutes run out or get through all, was it five or six of these items we have?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense, guys?
Sure.
Say, we'll say whether you like it, and two or three sentences why your position is so.
Love how you bust these things out right when we're doing the podcast.
Yes, you generally have a tough time notifying us.
For the official record, I did explain this to Ryan prior to the show.
Did you explain to me prior to the show?
You explained to me because I wasn't really getting
well,
it.
Well, at least I have an excuse.
So
I don't have an excuse, I just didn't understand what he was saying. I mean, I kind of understood it, but I'm just like, I didn't understand that part. I understood this part, I didn't understand what you just said. Like when you said it before.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
Well, let's get this review started here. So, first item up, map quality. So, I'm going to go first. And I actually do like the maps. They're very simple. They're very clean, and they're very effective in the gameplay. You can tell where everything is, and they work for gameplay. Mm-hmm. So, Ryan?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the maps not only provide, the adequate places for your boards, and you know where to put your guys. They also have, places where power-ups are at, and just give more depth into the game, into the figures, so I like them.
Kyle? Map quality?
I believe the map looks like one of those, play school, maps for...
Is that a Haterade?
That's a Haterade. it looks like it's a play school map. I mean, yes, it is simple and allows you to know where everything should be placed, but the actual map looks like... You got
I don't think this game was meant to be very serious, though.
We're talking map quality.
But this is not map quality.
Next up, figure paint jobs. I'm going to say these are pretty cool. They're generally pretty simple, but they look good and they're clean. This is not like paint splattered all over the place. They're very clean. Ryan?
I'm going to have to give maybe just my Haterade just because the first time I opened the box, We did have a figure fall.
That's not paint jobs.
Oh, paint jobs.
We're talking paint jobs. That's quality. Okay. Next. Paint jobs.
Paint job. Yeah, I'd say the ones that are painted. I mean, the high performers are ones that aren't painted.
Painted.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd say the paint jobs are good for the little figures and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. These are, you know, for what it's supposed to be, you know, for. These are done, you know, properly. No splash. Colors match with each other, and it gives it the feeling how they're supposed to be, how they're supposed to look.
Okay, now we get to the one Ryan was talking about. Figure structural quality.
Can I finish my story, please?
Haterade, two figures. One figure is broken. We had a figure break shortly after that, and that's all.
Thank you for finishing my story, Jason.
Yes, well, what do you say? Figure structural quality.
Structural quality, yeah, is, I'd say Haterade. Because, like I said, we opened the box, and one come out, and the base was off of the figure. So,
which ones were the ones that were broken?
One of the garden guys.
This guy also?
And one of
these
guys. I think it was him. One of them, I don't know. Two of the monsters were broken.
So, yeah, it's easy to re-glue them back on, but, you know, they should have glued him attached better.
I guess that should be something that should be hated upon, but overall, I mean, if these figures can actually stay intact, which is more than I can say about MechWarrior figures.
Yeah, well, I guess it's a matter of we'll see, so.
Yeah.
Let's talk dice quality. This is also a Haterade for me, just because they're custom dice, and they're small, and I'd rather have normal-sized dice. These are smaller than normal, and the custom dice, if you lose them, you're kind of screwed. So.
What, so you don't like the dice?
Yeah, don't like the dice.
I'd have to say, I'm kind of mixed. I don't like the dice either.
Okay.
Because they gave me crap. I mean, they did good for me today, but last night they didn't really do all that great for me. And they didn't do all that great for Kyle either.
What does that have to do with quality?
That's not the game's fault. That's Ryan's fault.
No, that's the dice.
That's probably his fault. Okay, we'll let you...
I have a conspiracy theory about dice.
We'll let you finish with the dice quality. What do you say, Kyle?
I don't like them being so small. But I believe what we could do as a possibility is take normal dice, figure out where these actual blast markers are, and use, you know... like something on top of the normal dice to give it
I have to give it one good point, though, because, I mean, it is something different, and it really does help the flow of the game, because you don't need any additional dice.
Yeah, it does speed things
up.
But,
so, you know, you don't have a lot of dice to roll with.
We can talk about that later, so.
Yeah.
Okay, now we get to our normal stuff. Here we go, one topic at a time. So, I don't care who wants to start. Anyone have a preference and something want to choose from the list and go?
Can we roll dice?
Sure, let's roll dice.
Okay.
Take three red dice.
Oh, I have to take the red dice.
Oh, let's use the white dice.
I don't have any. I have one white die.
Well, here, take these two.
Apparently, we have to use white dice, and Jason just lost one of the dice.
You have two right there.
Okay. All right, I got three.
Two.
Okay, Kyle, you're going to start first, so let's go. Start the full review of this now.
Isn't it funny how that goes? Kyle, me, then Jason?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Jason's the last one.
Okay.
See, it's a conspiracy. The dice have a mind of their own.
Against me, apparently, because I'm lost. I lost.
No, you go last. That always happens. That always happens. You go last.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Well, you want to pick something and talk about it?
I want to go with the destroyable buildings.
Okay. So sweet, Haterade.
So sweet.
Ryan, so sweet, Haterade.
Very sweet.
And I'm going to have to agree to that. Destroyable buildings are awesome. Go ahead and start talking, Kyle.
Using a monster to throw things, other monsters... into buildings, causing them to set on fire, you know, toxic waste, nuclear radiation, makes it so much more enjoyable because you, along with destroying other monsters, you get to destroy a whole entire city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where else are you going to do that? Not many games allow you to, just crush anything.
Destroy
you want
the environment around it. Yeah.
Not many games have like destroyable, really seriously destroyable buildings that this game does. And it's cool because it is part of the strategy because you really can only do lots of damage when you start using these buildings. You throw them in the buildings blow up and they catch on fire. I mean, it is really a lot of fun.
Or some of them with the special beat back, which can beat them back three squares and go in right into buildings, causing two more damage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it makes the game, also it kind of plays in the whole theme of the monster combat.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it feels like a monster Godzilla movie or
Power Rangers.
where you have to smash the buildings and the sparks flying everywhere. I mean, it's absolutely just a blast.
Because believe me, if you're controlling, if you're controlling the Sky Sentinel or one of these guys.
Defender X.
And you're throwing them into a building, you're hearing Power Rangers music in your head. I mean, there's just no choice, especially if, you know, you're
It tends to drive you insane, and you want to go...
Yeah, you end up doing, because it's a really... I mean, it's kind of like a headache after a while, but, you know, still fun to reminisce about those things sometimes.
Anything else?
Well, that's about it. I think we've covered destroyable buildings pretty well.
Ryan, you want to pick
something? Okay, I'm gonna lead on to the hazards.
So how sweet, it changes. Gatorade.
So sweet. The radiation. I love.
You like the hazards?
Oh,
the
I absolutely love the hazards.
I love the radiation.
And I'm gonna go ahead and say so sweet on the hazards also. Start talking, right?
Yes, anyway, like I said, I love the radiation.
This is just weird. He has this obsession.
I don't know why I have the assumption. It's just, look how it glows, and I don't know, for some reason, monsters and radiation. I really think they should add a rule to where a monster goes into the radiation and it, like, mutates or it, like, decreases in power or something like
Didn't
that.
Did I ask about that when I first played it?
That would be so cool. But, yeah, just how, I mean, it also provides... I think these things also provide, well, the building provides a weapon, so do these, as long as it's not rubble.
What I should say is these hazard tiles, when you destroy certain types of buildings, some catch on fire, some become nuclear waste piles, and these hazards do damage to monsters in addition to throwing in the building. So, basically, even though the building's gone, there's still ruins there that you can take advantage of to do additional damage to monsters. So and also units. Like, you can throw units in these fires and they die. Some guys have telekinesis, they'll push a unit into the fire and die.
And some people have the, like these monsters over here, that cannot be affected by radiation.
Yeah, some of the guys, like the giant dinosaurs, we don't have any of them here. Oh, we do. These guys here. Wait. No. Some guys, like the Martians or somebody, somebody's not affected by radiation because they are a radioactive monster. So it's part of the whole stereotypical, there's a giant radioactive monster running around because someone used too much nuclear power.
His name was Ryan.
Yeah, it would have been Ryan. Ryan's first obsession is always run a nuclear power plant and destroy
them.
Even though they're better to capture, to make you better, he likes to destroy them. Something bad right up there.
A lot of things aren't right up here.
Okay, well said it, not me.
You know what? Since you already passed the first step, which is denial, you're in your second step.
All right, let's go on the next topic here. Second step. I'm going to talk about the activation system with the dice.
It's something you have a problem.
Okay.
And that's essentially how you use the action dice to decide what you do. And so I'm going to say that's so sweet. What about you guys? Like,
What were you saying? we're having this conversation, you're just talking. So
yeah.
Okay.
Like
I'm talking about the action dice. You know, like how you can move the dice back and forth to decide how you're
Yeah, it really helps improve the flow of the game. Yeah, I agree.
I agree. Yes. That is so sweet.
Yes. Yeah, it really flows the game. I mean, and
gives you a little bit more strategy.
Yeah, it does, it also makes these guys not godlike to where you have to wait a turn to move them.
But let Jason
explain how it works first. So how all the activations work is you've got a pile of activation dice. There's white ones here, and basically whenever you move a guy or you make attacks, you basically got to draw dice from one pool. So you got a pool for your units and a pool for your monster. And therefore, when the units do stuff, that moves these action dice over to the monster pool, allowing the monster to then do things. And then when the monster does things, it moves it back to the unit pool, allowing the units to do things. So this basically balances out where you have to use both your units and your monsters to really secure victory. Mm-hmm. And it gives you some options as to what, you know, kind of how you do combos of attacks, and it basically forces you to choose what are your most important things you want to do. So, I mean, anything else you guys want to say about it? I got one more thing to say about it, but anything else you guys want to say?
No, I'd say that covers it pretty much.
The one thing I say probably I don't really like about it was two things. It's one, the fact that you actually got the dice here. Because, for example, like when I just dropped the die off the table.
Yeah.
You see it over there?
Yeah, it's underneath the chair.
But if I had actually lost that die, like it fell into a pile of crap, I really didn't say no. That didn't sound right at all. So if you're going to lose one of these dice, you're kind of screwed because, you know, you have to have the dice for the actual activation.
Well, is there any way to get extra dice for this game? Yeah, do they have extra dice?
Or you could make it out of normal dice.
Support packs.
Okay.
Or you could make it out, you know, your own blast die.
You can use other stuff. But it's just, yeah. It's just a little bit back to the custom dice thing. But also... Mm. I would kind of like to see more dice available than just 10, because I feel with 10, you really can't do a situation where you can use, say, your monster two turns in a row effectively.
Well, I suppose you can, if you get more dice, you can add more dice to the pool.
Yeah, if you want to.
Because I know when me and Kyle were playing a little bit ago, I got to a point to where I could have gotten four dice, but I only had two in my pool, so I only could subtract two. I would really like to subtract
four.
Well,
that's because you just overpower yourself.
But, yeah, I know.
By the default rules, you're only allowed 10. I think that kind of limits some
types of flexibility. Well, I also think it's trying to prevent you from doing, you know, monster, you know, two in a row, and then doing this once. And
Also, I think you should have more dice, especially if you have, like two people against two people where you got two monsters and two monsters. I think you need more dice for that.
Well, but we need a bigger map also.
There's a lot of things you need to do that. So, okay, go ahead,
I technically going to need a bigger map.
Your turn, you're up next. Pick something, let's go.
My turn again.
The list.
Ooh, the list.
I should next time I'll have to print the list and give it to everybody. It'd be easier that way.
I'll take the stereotypical factions.
Okay, you like it or hate it?
So sweet.
Ryan?
I haven't studied the factions yet, but as far as I know, yeah. Go ahead.
I can agree, too. So why don't you go ahead and explain... Do you want to explain a little bit about the factions, Gal?
I guess so. Well, we have the...
The Power Ranger style.
Power Ranger style slash mecha, which are... what's the...
Guard.
The Guard.
They're the Guard.
Let me take this. Okay.
They're the Earth Defenders.
They're the Defenders of Earth, you know, like you see in the Godzilla...
That's the distinct Power Rangers. They're Power the giant Rangers. Zord. They literally function like the Zords. Yes, guys sit in the middle and control them. They fly around with their hips.
And these even look like small Power Rangers turbo vehicles, you know?
I don't know anything about the turbo vehicles. They look like normal tanks.
I only watched the original series. That's when I was like 8 years old. So
yeah, I barely watched it even then.
Anyway,
okay. The next one is the Pterosaurus, where you know
we got these names, but they're dinosaurs,
classic dinosaurs.
Yeah, they're the Godzillas.
Yeah. Those are cool.
And we got next is, if I can actually find it, the Planet Eaters. Are these the...
No, that's Cthulhu. We don't have any of the big Planet Eaters, but they're just kind
of
more.
So these are the Lords of Cthulhu, which are the squid supposed
they're
to take
the
over the
evil
Earth.
Guys.
The Cthulhu,
evil.
The great, they're the followers of the Great Cthulhu, which I'm sure most of you out there know who that is, so.
And we got one more, don't we?
Shadow Syndicate,
my favorite guys. These guys just swoop in. Just,
who are these guys, Gal?
Those are the geysers.
The Guyver?
Guyvers.
The giant Guyver.
I have no idea what those are. So
it's
you have
a terrible movie.
Mark Hamill
was like it.
Oh, really?
It's a Japanese movie, wasn't it?
Guyvers?
No, it will...
is that the title?
Might have been Japanese.
The Guyver is like a guy. He basically looks seriously like this.
It looks exactly like it.
This is the Guyver. He literally nearly identical match to this guy.
It's like a suit of armor that is supposed to protect him.
It was stupid.
That could be a lot of things, though.
And the last one is the Martians, who are the stereotypical alien invader guys. Look kind of like Independence Day.
But War of the Worlds.
It's so much fun, because they're such stereotypical factions. They're just fun. Because, you know, that's all the goofy crap you remember from these movies. That's what makes it so much fun. Half the fun is making fun of the guys and smashing them around. And just having a blast making fun of things. So, all right. Ryan?
Okay, let me see here what we got.
Yeah, I'll put the list out next time. We're improving the show as we go. It just takes a while.
Okay, I got a haterade.
Okay, go for it.
The amount of the limited space that these maps provide.
Yeah.
That's the very bottom. That's
excellent.
The one I added in on during the show.
I'm going to say haterade in that, too. That's relatively sort of small.
Yeah.
Cal, what do you say?
It could be larger.
I hate it for the fact that, you know, it limits us to only two people and one monster for each person. Because if you have a... But go ahead,
Ryan.
The map only provides only limited space while you play. And I really like... I mean, especially if you want to play, like, four or eight people, you know, all with their own monster and all with their own figures, even just all eight having to melee against each other. It's really hard to do in a small map space like this. You would need a much bigger map, and I hope that Privateer Press makes a bigger map for this game.
I mean,
that would be a cool thing.
Well, the problem with this is the fact that it doesn't even allow for, you know, maps to be attached onto it.
Because, the way the maps are designed, you've got these little areas here where you use for placing figures and stuff on the side. So you really can't, even if you want to cut up multiple maps and stick them together, you have to do some kind of fudging around and cutting things up. I mean, I should say the maps are fine for the game you're playing.
Yeah, they are.
So
the maps are excellent
for
the 101.
They're fine
for
what you're playing, but it does limit the size to a relatively small game. So,
which then limits how many figures you actually want to get.
Well, sort of, I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
no.
Yeah, maybe.
It just depends. Because if you want, I think it would be more fun to have, like, four for all,
Yeah. Pretty far. If you want to have more guys, yeah, you need definitely bigger maps. I mean, one thing I'm probably going to do, I'm probably going to show guys, people how to make bigger maps. I mean, it's not terribly hard to take like a miniature table and spray paint a grid on it that matches the proper size. Yeah. That's something I'm probably working on. Also, you adding buildings is really easy. I've done that already.
Yeah. Are cool. Are you gonna do like a small little YouTube video on making those things?
Yeah, that's probably one of my green gamey things. These are actually, it's kind of funny. These are made out of Games Workshop paint pots.
Those are really cool.
So a certain irony to having a privateer press figure destroy a Games Workshop like piece in terms of, yes. But it's just kind of funny, yeah. So.
Oh, so that's what that is.
They're Games Workshop
really,
paint cans.
Really nice job. Mm-hmm.
Glued down a few washes.
You just made those today, didn't you?
Yeah, it took about 10 minutes to make them. Yeah. I glued them down, washed them, and flocked them.
That's so cool.
Okay. So we got that's the map size. My turn now. Why don't I go ahead with the Haterade kind of along the same line, which is a very rigid game format. It's very fixed in how the rules say you're going to play this game. So, I mean, what do you guys say about that?
Well, the what?
It's very fixed how you're going to play the game. You got a very fixed force, fixed size. You know, it's...
You say you hate that?
Yeah.
I say in its context, I like that.
Okay, we'll see.
Interesting
point. Kyle, yeah. What do you think?
Well, I hate it for the fact that it doesn't allow expandability. Mm-hmm. I like it for the game that it is in right now, yeah. But expandability, it really, limits, what we can do.
That's kind of like
future.
That's like my complaint. You know, it doesn't affect the game as it is right now. But basically, your force is limited to a monster, maybe two if you want to play dual monster games, and a fixed number of units. And the fact combined with the small size, you're really only playing really one on one, maybe two on two games. You can't really play free for alls. The maps are not set up for that kind of thing. You can't have four players at absolute most. So this game is really, I think, really designed for tournament feel,
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, and that's one thing I like about it. This is one game you can actually play, like, say you have a tournament, and you can actually play through 8 hours and play through a lot of games and through a lot of people instead of, like, a whole big thing to where it takes days to do. This could only take a matter of hours to do.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Which is one thing I like about it.
Once you really get to know the rules, you probably get the game done in under an hour. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got one game done in an hour. Yours guys went over a little over an hour, but that's...
Well, we never finished either.
Yeah. It's technically a draw, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you're very fixed in the style of gameplay you've got here, but...
I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
There's nothing wrong with this game. Yeah. It just, don't expect out of the box you're playing gigantic battles with like hundreds of monsters and everything running around going crazy.
Mm. Yeah, I think it would be fun. But...
So is that why you said it's so sweet? Because you think it's just...
No, I think the way it is limited, that's good for good.
There's definitely advantages to it.
Yeah.
It's simpler.
I'm just clarifying the advantage.
Okay. All right, sounds good then. Anything else? Nope.
Nope.
All right, we'll go ahead on the next topic then. So, Kyle, what do you want to do?
I will go with lots of special powers.
So sweet, Haterade.
I believe it's so sweet.
Right?
Sweet.
And I'm going to definitely agree with you guys there. So talk a little bit about that, Kyle.
Each unit and faction has their own special abilities. Guard tends to focus more on anti-air and
lots of them,
and ability to blast away at people. While the Guyvers tend to love to just come up close and beat the living crap out of someone, right? Brawling style, and so it allows for unique advantages and disadvantages for each unit, and. I believe it allows you to, diversify what you want play as. The one downside, which is not, that big of a deal, is there is tons and tons of special abilities.
I
don't think there's a lot of them, but I don't think there's too much to disrupt the flow of gameplay much.
Once you know what your guys are capable of.
But I'm saying as of right now, the fact that there is a ton of them, it takes a while to learn.
The way to think of this is you're familiar with WizKids games where you got the little colored circles and colored squares and crap. This is basically WizKids games on crack, and I mean that in a good way. Because literally, whereas you might in WizKids games might have 15, 20 special abilities for everybody... Just about every faction has 20 different special abilities. Some are the same, some are not. But, there are lots of special abilities, and it really creates a very unique feel to every unit. Every unit's got a very nice role, and you can figure out how to do cool stuff with them.
And you have to play each one differently.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody plays differently.
Yep. Strategically. Oh, yeah.
You'll find
that's that a wonderful element of strategy to the game.
Yeah. It's much better than just having, you know, you have a few basic stats or a few basic attacks you do, but these things give you different actions and modify
graphics. And one cool thing, too, is, I mean, even with the monster figures, each one is a little bit different. So even if you're facing somebody against the same faction, you got to change your strategy a little bit. So.
Yeah. Every guy plays differently, so, mm-hmm. so there's really a lot of things you can do. So yeah. Pretty good. All right, Ryan?
Okay, let me see here.
That's bad.
Okay, let's do the power attacks.
Okay.
Diversity of power attacks.
Good, bad, what do you say?
I'd say it's awesome.
Of so course sweet. Ryan would think it's awesome.
I gotta say it's so sweet also.
Well, yeah, it is so sweet.
And Kyle's obviously gonna agree with us, so.
So, I say about power attacks, I mean, there's no better satisfying feeling of...
Explain what a power attack is first.
Well, a power attack is basically the red dies are the power dies, and throughout the course of the game, Your goal is to boost your power dice in your monster's pool so you can come off with better attacks, more powerful attacks against your opponent's monster. And is that a good enough explanation?
Well, what can you do? What kind of power attacks can you do?
Power attacks, like you can throw a monster halfway across the board, you can body slam them, you can...
pick up units and throw them at stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can stomp, you can...
headbutt, which you can head, yeah. do something useless for.
I know about
that. You can thrash.
Oh, we don't need
yeah.
too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my favorites are throwing them across the board and maybe body slamming
you
them.
You also like stomp.
And I like stomp, too. Yeah, well, stomp was my first time using that. But
he threw me through two buildings and did it again.
Well, yeah, like I said, there's no better satisfying feeling of throwing your opponent's monster through two buildings and hitting your own guy, but ending the game.
He threw me through two buildings. Like, he threw me 9 spaces across the friggin' board. The board's what, maybe 15 spaces long? Maybe 20?
And then 20. I did it with Kyle, too, only I had him hit through one building, but it was like a big arc then.
Well, yeah, it was 9 spaces away. Yeah. But then that only got rid of my first guy. Then my second guy appeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the whole aspect that really captures the feel of the monster movies. Because, you know, otherwise it'd just be, okay, shoot an attack. No, this is pick them up, throw guys through. This is where the buildings get smashed. This is where people go flying across the board.
I mean, you can shoot and attack if you want, keep mm-hmm. your distance, because there is good strategy to that.
Some guys work well with that. Some
yes.
do.
Yes, and these guys especially, I think it's a better strategy if you hold back, especially with some of the shadow guys, to hold back and start shooting, because I think that's one part of your strategy that really worked, Kyle, is keeping your distance.
I was just waiting
for
you to come up towards me.
I love the whole grabbing guys and throwing them in the stuff. Boom!
Yeah, I mean, that's a favorite. Especially when the buildings explode and radiation starts leaking everywhere.
And of course he brings up the radiation
again. And the Power Rangers movement
fire. It's not even like he brought up fire.
Can you imagine when a building, like someone rams into a building, you're hearing the Power Rangers music and you're seeing those scenes like they're
actually, they're Power Rangers
cardboard buildings and there's little fireworks explosion.
Every once in a while.
Yeah,
not too much on throwing into people.
But then I love the brick buildings like sway like this. And they're just cardboard buildings, like back and forth. Like they should, like what the heck? But okay.
They're earthquake buildings.
Yeah. And then the monsters, when the monsters would die, they disappear for a fraction of a second. Then the explosion would appear. Just awful effects. But okay. So we did lots of special powers. We did diversity of power attacks.
Maybe we should do that with these guys when we destroy them, destroy units or destroy buildings. Wait a minute, he disappeared! Boom!
Make him disappear, put a little, sparkler fountain on the board, and light it.
Wait, well, we're gonna need some soundtrack music then, press play for the soundtrack music.
We're going to actually outdo our special effects in Power Rangers. We might need to be careful there.
It wouldn't be hard to do. So, there you go. I'm going to go with this one, power management / the uses of the units. So, I think the different things units can do to affect the battle. I think it's so sweet, all the options they have.
You mean like the small units?
Yeah, the little guys. How you can use them.
Hail to the little guys. Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm running out of tokens. I'm using Haterade tokens.
Oh,
right
love
now.
My little guys that have been able to do some damage to your monster,
mm-hmm.
even.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what we're talking about here is obviously the little tanks, little monsters, little human things. Well, not really little. They're little to the monsters, but they're still decent size. Like, they're 20-foot-tall ninjas running around and things like that.
They're a quarter of the size of a building.
Helicopters, alien ships. Mm-hmm. But basically, these guys, even though they don't do a whole lot of damage to the monsters, though, if they concentrate firepower, they can. They can kind of link their weapons, fire at once. There's a lot of area control in this game with these units, where you can move in, capture certain areas, which makes your monster more powerful. You can secure buildings, which also makes your monster more powerful. And some unique buildings give you kind of cool attributes, like they reduce the cost of guys, they can bring more guys in. It's really neat how they make you really, instead of just having like a giant monster, because you know obviously in monster movies, units just die like crazy. Tanks always blow up, everything just goes kaput. And they do that in this too, they blow up like crazy.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that, they die to drop a
bat. But we get unlimited reinforcements.
But they get unlimited reinforcements, because when a guy dies, you bring him back in. So it's just this giant meat grinder, literally this stuff dying everywhere. But
that's cool, I'm glad they did that.
Victory.
Yeah.
That's my rant.
Yeah, well, and the reason why they're important to victory is because they provide boosts and give your monster more boosts.
Well, they also like they also give special abilities, like my helicopter will, you know, that are, it's a spar, gives you minus one to your defense.
Yeah, they have all special abilities and do cool things like that.
Which then can help my monster out or any other unit.
And they can have added abilities from the monster that they're with, so.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new things you can do with them. I mean, it's just, they're really cool. They really add a cool aspect to the game. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's not like, well, okay, well, I can't win a monster's turn. I gotta just deal my stupid units. It's not that, you know, you don't have that
really.
Attitude.
No.
No.
Not it's like, I need to use my units
the question is, how can I use my units to help out my monster?
Yeah. It's like,
the units support the monster.
Yeah. It's pretty much like chess pieces on a board. These are the pawns, and the monster is the king and queen, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And Ryan's the queen.
Kyle!
See, Jason left.
This podcast just went downhill.
Hey, you had to say something.
It's going downhill. Next time it's going off a cliff. After that, it's probably drowning in the river. So,
I feel bad for that river.
All right. So,
I might kill all the fish in there.
Yeah, oh, have all that toxic waste in there.
Yeah. And Ryan had anything to say with it. He built a nuclear power plant next to a river.
Build it next to an apartment complex. I'll build it next to a river. Why not?
I think we're getting kind of towards the end, but you know, you can go ahead and anything left you want to pull off that. We only got a few minutes left anyway, so maybe one, maybe two more topics, and do our full final reviews.
Wow, there's a lot of topics to go from.
Yeah, we've literally gone through almost everything we want to go through. So
yeah,
far.
Pretty much.
So,
I mean, I'm sure there's things we missed.
There's one big one I missed. I don't know if, you know, it's one thing, as horrible as it is, it doesn't bother me a whole lot because the game is just so awesome. It's so much fun.
I'll go with the monster movie feel.
Okay.
Monster movie feel.
So sweet, hater.
It is so sweet because if, like, even though I've never liked
Ryan,
so okay, sweet, go right ahead.
Yeah. That's sweet.
And I'm going to agree with you too. Okay, go ahead. Now you're trying to start talking.
I've never really actually liked those monster movies too much, except for maybe Godzilla, you know,
Wally
Godzilla.
Godzilla, by the way.
Yeah, Godzilla was
cool. Yeah.
But the fact is, if you ever watch, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000, this is the feel to it right here, is you got, you know, you got
wonderful nostalgia.
We mentioned about a little bit some of the special abilities, but yeah, this game does capture monster movies really well.
Yeah,
really corny ones, too.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about.
The guy's the goofiest heck.
And, you know, it's like, if you ever watch Mystery Science Theater 3000, they're making fun of every corny, pathetic movie that they can that's science fiction related. And they do this for 2 hours, and you don't really want to watch the movie, but you can't get your eyes off of it.
That's what we were doing when we were playing these. We were playing the Mystery Science 3000 characters. We would do something that makes some wisecrack. Usually with the Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers. And throw the guy in the building. And boom. I mean,
lands in the belly, then an explosion occurs.
Like I said, that is really half the fun of this game, is the sheer goofiness.
Yes.
And making fun of everything that goes on in it.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much what I have to say. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, that's
but
not much you can say after that.
All right, we got one more thing, then we'll go to our final reviews, and that's probably about 45 minutes.
I think this is the first time we've gotten that many So Sweets and Haterades on the board.
Really, a lot of it came from, you know, it was like 15 of them from the quick things at the start, so.
Okay, yeah, I guess
that's probably the biggest one to go through, I say, the last one right down there.
Yeah, okay. Smooth transition of gameplay, but we've discussed that a little bit.
Well, just go over it again. I think so sweet, Haterade.
It's sweet. The transitioning is sweet in this game. The way it's designed, I think
I say so sweet. Kyle, that's very smooth gameplay. Is there any reason why it's not so sweet?
No, it's not. Oh, I want to put it.
Okay, go for it. All right, start talking.
And I think you made me lose my point when you interrupted me. Don't get me to stop talking because my mind stops.
You know the rules. We all say so. Yeah, I know.
I don't know the rules.
And you're supposed to be the one who's going into movie production or TV production.
What does that have to do with any of this?
Well, you should be able to not get distracted.
He just want to be a host, though.
Oh.
Okay, keep talking.
Okay. The smooth transition of this game is, I think the game, I've got my thought now.
What's that?
You're ragging on our show.
Yes.
Okay. You talking, we're distracting you.
Okay, no. I shouldn't even be looking at you guys. Just stop. Yeah, if this game were any bigger of a scale, I think the transitioning wouldn't be as smooth. I think that's probably why they made the map a little small as it is, just to make the transitioning smoother. Because I think if you did have eight people, I think you would have to change some of the rules and make the rules differently, because I think it would be a little bit rougher. It wouldn't be as smooth as you would with this small of a setting. Mm-hmm. So, and just the way the dice pass on to each other, and I mean, everything we explained before, it's pretty simple.
What I would say is that even though there's fairly detailed rules to this game, it's not a kid's game. You know, it's definitely not for little kids. But even though there's fairly detailed rules to it, you know, once you've got them down, you really don't need... I mean, even after one game, we weren't looking at the rule book very much at all.
Except for these special abilities.
But that's a little card you got in front of you. That's not that big a deal. It's not like War Machine.
I have to make an announcement. I announced it on Twitter.
It's not time yet. You can do that in just a minute.
Oh, I want to do it now.
You already Twittered it. That's enough.
No.
It's a very simple game. It plays really fast. And there's not a lot of...
Apparently, Ryan is needing to announce something. Tell us, everybody.
Thank you, Kyle. Okay, my second time playing the game, when I finally understood the game, I totally went on the offensive and kicked Jason's butt. Let me tell you. I got him out in less than 48 minutes. Yeah, okay.
48 minutes.
Something like that. It took three hits. And
he threw me through four buildings in two separate throws. He threw me 16 squares.
You don't know how satisfying that is.
To be fair, he's only beat me in games once before, so he's pretty thrilled about that. Even after giving opportunity, Jason, I'll admit it.
Strategically, you are way smarter than I am, so I cannot believe I got away with that.
You definitely did outplay me in that game in terms of the power management. You did that so
and
much.
And we
than I
played
did.
Pretty much evenly.
Yeah.
In our game, I was not falling for the.
But the one thing Ryan did is he went ahead and he won the game. He immediately Twittered it. So not only does the whole world know about it, Kyle walks in the door. He's like, "Hey, Ryan, I hear you beat Jason.
Yeah.
Good job." Like, how did you find out about it so quick?
Yes, Twitter is the way of the future.
1 hour of him posting, I found out.
It's like, oh, jeez.
It's all over Facebook. Like, all 75 of my friends know it now. Yeah. So, you know.
Yes. Okay, anyway.
He is not invincible.
We're pretty much done with our review, so it's time to do our final thoughts, so we know.
Let's roll
three white dice each.
Okay.
Highest number strikes will go first. We'll go from there.
Two.
Three. Zero.
I'm going first then. So I guess I'll just to finish up, overall, this game is a lot of fun. Like I said, it's kind of fixed to what they give you. I mean, obviously, it's not too hard to expand on. You might have to build yourself a bigger map, but it's not really hard to go beyond and give yourself more action dice or something like that and more monsters. Your call. But the rules are pretty fixed. And the one thing I actually didn't hate on in this game, I should have, so I'm going to do it right now. It's a collectible miniatures game. You get the blind boosters. I normally hate those kind of games.
Boosters, yeah.
But I don't know, maybe... But this game is so fun.
Yeah, it's not
as
bad.
It doesn't bother me as much. But I mean, at some point, I'm going to just...
Because you're going to get repetitive.
I'm probably not going to buy any more stuff until at least I have a nice sizable base people can trade with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fun game. If you enjoy small scale games that require a lot of thinking, a lot of setting up chain reactions, a lot of getting people in the right spot, manipulating your opponents, screwing them over, throwing them to 15 buildings, bragging about it on Twitter, this is the kind of game you'd like. So I'd say at the very least, get out and play this game. It's a lot of fun. I mean, if you want to buy a couple boosters and buy a couple starter sets and boosters, it's worth the money. Give it a shot.
So how much does it cost?
Oh, we didn't say that, did we?
Yeah.
Starter set is $25. That comes with a random monster, four fixed units, two buildings and double-sided map, and then the rules and a few other things.
Also, there's an actual map on the other side. You didn't show me that.
Yeah, yeah, we turned the map over. The map you guys played last night.
Yeah, we didn't play. We only put the one map, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, there's double-sided map to this, and then the boosters are $13 for one, either a monster booster, which has one monster and its corresponding hyper form, which you didn't really explain hyper forms either. Oh well. Hyper forms make guys go more powerful and do cool things. And then a unit booster has for $13 has four units and a building in it. So you can decide if that's worth the money. I think it's at least worth to try to play the game. It's a lot of fun. So who would
I'm next.
Ryan, you're next.
I'd have to say, like for War Machine, made me look forward to painting the figures, which I haven't done yet. I'm getting there.
He hasn't even assembled it.
Well, I'm halfway. I got their torsos ready.
How long ago did we get him?
The feet and the base. That's it.
How long ago did we get him this?
I don't even know anymore.
It was like over a month ago.
And I do appreciate that. Yeah, they will be built. I promise they will be built.
I leave feedback on the eBay auction.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Keep
talking. This game is making me look forward to playing in tournaments with this game, because I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, they're going to have support to play.
And we hype up this game almost all year, and I think this game really lived up to the hype. I mean,
it's worth the wait. Little minor
quirks, but yeah, this game is definitely worth the wait. Definitely worth the money just to get a starter set and just see what it's like. And if you don't like it, you can give it to us, because we'll play it all day long.
Because, yeah, there will be tournaments, because there are some LE guys. Like, in the sheets here, anyone listed as Mega is some sort of limited edition prize. So some you mail away with different combinations of buying stuff.
And some are tournament.
Some will probably be tournament prizes. We don't know what they all are going to be yet, but they're definitely probably some.
So definitely simple rules. A guy like me who hasn't played tabletop gaming can kick a pro's butt. It's just simple stuff to learn.
Well, until next strategy. Time when Jason's going.
Yeah,
to...
I know. I gotta really.
There will be revenge. I gotta
bolt myself up now because I know he's gonna kick my butt later on. So
okay, Cal, what do you say?
This is an amazing game for what it is. It, you know, great figures, you know, overall, you know, painting wise, you know, fun buildings to destroy. And it's a game where, you know, it requires strategy, but you don't really take the game too seriously when you play it. You go around bashing people into buildings, setting them on fire, and throwing them in nuclear waste. Yeah, I mean, like, where's the seriousness?
Insert Power Rangers music here.
And now we'll have a recording of Power Rangers.
In case you're curious, that was on the list. Yes. Ryan did write down, insert Power Ranger music here. So, with that, interrupted you, so you finish up talking.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting you, Kyle.
Of course. I mean, you know, that's what I'm here for. But anyways, that's, you know, about it. I believe it's well worth that, you know, even for a starter set, just to get a chance to play it, you know, see how you feel about it. I just, like Ryan said, we'll play it all day, so give us, you know, us.
Please, send it to us.
You know, Monster Apocalypse, you know, whatever, and, you know, we'll play it. Mm-hmm. So that's, I think, all I can say about it. Nothing really too bad about it.
Do we want to count these up?
Yeah, we'll count it up here. Just to finish up, the So Sweet count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. $33, $34-ish.
The hater
raid, what'd you get?
He wasn't 15. Counting. Oh, okay, he was.
So 34 to 15, definitely.
That's not 15.
Is that 14?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, okay.
13. So 34 to 13.
Okay, I can't count.
This is definitely highly stocked in the awesome side. So with that, I say anything else? I guess we're pretty much done with this episode. Thanks for watching. Questions, comments, send them over to Jason at rocklosoftware.com and your Twitter.
My Twitter is rmanman4.
Now, of course, I'm twitter.com/TT_battlefield. And if you want to see about building custom units, check my YouTube account. I'll actually put a link to it in the show notes this time. Unlike the last time I said I would and I didn't. I'll actually do it this time. We'll probably do a little episode of Green Gaming where I basically build stuff out of trash. And I'll probably show you how to build some custom Monster Apocalypse buildings in a couple weeks here. So, with that, we should sign off. So.
As always, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Jason. We'll see you again in about 2 weeks in the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
Yeah. Copyright 2007-2008 Rock of Software, licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
Get your music down with everything is by the transfer and is acquired from www.podtapeaudio.com and it's used in a Creative Commons license.